Oh, Bud.
Hey, Tim. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Bud.
Tim, you know, I've been looking over the scripts, and they are terrific.
Great. It's always nice to have a boss appreciate my ideas.
Oh, I love what you're doing. Of course, if the ratings in the new markets aren't good, then I hate what you're doing.
They're going to be great. The new markets are going to love us.
Well, you know, I'm sure they're going to love you, but I still have my doubts about Al.
No.
Yeah, yeah, which is why I made a little change.
Change?
Yeah.
This is not me.
Yeah, but that's what I'm going for. See, I'm trying to get that 20-something audience, that Generation X crowd.
Yeah, this will make them shut off their TVs.
I wonder how Al would look in a buzz cut.
His mom doesn't look too good in one.
Does everybody know what time it is?
Tool time!
That's right. Binford Tools is proud to present Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Thank you, Heidi, and thank you, everyone. Welcome to Tool Time. I am Tim, the Tool Man Taylor, and you all know my assistant, Al, Generation Extra Large Borland. You might have noticed Al's not sporting his traditional plaid or flannel today because he's got a new look. I think he looks peachy.
I don't feel peachy.
All right, today we're talking about do-it-yourself jobs that aren't actually do-it-yourself. Now, replacing a pane of glass is one thing, but a piece of plate glass, you're going to need a helper. So today, I'll be hiking the glass in place. Al will be using a point driver to secure it. All right, Al, point driver.
I don't have my point driver.
Well, thanks for pointing that out. Where is it?
I left it backstage. I feel a little flummoxed without my flannel.
You have to forgive Al. He's going through a little flannel withdrawal. Next week, we're checking him into the Betty Flannel Clinic. So. While Al's back there getting his point driver, I could welcome two new markets for us. Bottoms up, Milwaukee, and how's it hanging, Columbus? Gosh. Al, hurry up. I'm beginning to feel like Garfield here.
I got it. Okay. I'm here. It's just, you don't know what it's like being trapped in the wrong fabric.
All right, secure the points there with the point driver.
No problem.
All right. We'll glaze the window after...
I left the points backstage.
I got some here.
Nothing.
I'm supervising.
Well, don't overwork yourself.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Bye.
All right, guys, hurry up. We're gonna clean this house up. We're gonna give your mom the best surprise party ever.
Think she suspects anything?
Nah. Giving the party 2 weeks early. Great idea. I'm glad I thought of it.
I thought of it.
Yeah, well, who thought of having all the guests wait over at Wilson's?
Dad, I came up with that.
Yeah, but whose idea was it to have everybody bring their favorite dish?
Mine.
Why throw Mom's 39th birthday party anyway? I thought 40s when you throw the big one.
Randy. You got a lot to learn about women. A woman's 40th birthday party is something she does not want to celebrate.
Why not?
Well, because at 40, a woman feels like she's, you know, getting old, and that puts her in a very bad mood for a very long time.
How long?
Generally, the rest of her life. You see, at that age, women don't like their looks anymore. You know, they see their cheeks sagging, their neck hanging, and before long, it's inevitable their entire face will cave right in.
Even a party can't cheer her up?
I'm sorry to say, Mark, there's not a party big enough to make a woman happy that has no face. Which is why tonight's party's gonna be great. I'm finding Aunt Carrie. Some of Mom's best friends are gonna be here. Even invited that lady she liked at the magazine, Julie Zwicky.
Did you say Julie Zwicky?
No, I said, goodness gracious, these counters are sticky. Why are you back?
Oh, I forgot my psych book. Just the mention of Julie Zwicky makes my skin crawl.
Huh? I thought you liked her.
Well, not since I found out that she was bad-mouthing me the whole time I worked at the magazine. If I ever see that backstabbing witch again, I'm gonna squeeze her neck till her eyes pop out. See you guys later.
Have a nice day.
Good party game. Instead of charades, we can play pop the eyes out of Julie's wit.
Hey, Wilson.
Jill?
Tim? What are you doing over there?
Wilson called me at work and said he's going out of town, so why don't I check to see if his doors are locked? I thought you were at the library.
I was. Got home a couple hours ago. I've been looking through these old photo albums my mom gave me for my birthday.
Uh-huh.
Hit the deck!
Jill's over there. Hold these.
Look. That's me at age 8 playing our old family piano.
You look mighty cute playing that old piece of junk.
That wasn't a piece of junk. That was an antique.
Uh-huh.
Look how happy I am sitting there practicing chopsticks.
You must have been good to be able to eat Chinese food and play the piano at the same time.
Gosh, I love that piano.
Mm-hmm.
And Dad got transferred to a base in Europe and gave it away. I was so upset, I cried all the way to Italy.
Kind of reminds me of my first scroll saw.
Your parents gave it away?
No. I left it at the playground. I put a small motor in the teeter-totter. Shot this kid halfway across the parking lot. When I got back to the playground, it was gone. Always wanted to track that thing down.
Have you ever noticed that whenever I tell you a story about me, we wind up talking about you?
Never noticed that.
Good going, Wilson. Maybe next time you'll keep your to yourself.
Well, I'm sorry, neighbor.
It's okay. Your keys.
Al, no eating until we get to the party, okay?
I'm sorry, Tim, but, you know, when they took my flannel away at work, I was so upset I couldn't eat my lunch.
It's not like you couldn't miss a meal now and then. All right, main dishes. Who brought main dishes?
Well, I've got a wok full of my delicious Kung Pao crickets.
Somebody else. Anybody else bring a main dish?
It's okay. We brought a big bowl of lobster salad.
Oh, that's just perfect, Marty. Great. Lobster makes Jill break out in hives.
Marty... Why didn't you know that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I'll just start keeping a list of all my relatives' allergies.
All right, everybody need help getting the lobster out of here. Just pick in here and get the lobster out. Quick. Carrie, what'd you bring?
Nothing.
You come to your sister's birthday party, you don't bring anything?
Tim, I came straight from the airport. All I have are my peanuts from the plane.
I'll take them.
Ooh, honey roasted.
Back off, Al. Marty, put these in the salad. It'll be like a peanut pasta thing or something.
You got it.
Hey, everybody.
Benny, what are you doing here?
I heard you were having a party for Jill. How come I wasn't invited?
Well, I didn't want you to feel obligated to bring her a present.
You know me, I never feel obligated.
Hey, I got the balloons. I had to go all over town, but I got them.
Well, go all over town and take them back. You say 40th birthday. It's her 39th birthday.
Her 39th? I thought this was her 40th birthday.
Me too. Why wouldn't you be having the party next year?
Because that's when a woman falls apart and her face caves in.
Who told you that?
Dad, he knows everything about women.
Is that so?
You know, the odd thing is, this boy has two fathers. And this was the other father that would have said something.
Oh, boy. Why don't you tell us everything you know about women, Tim?
Yeah, we have a second. Well,
wait, is it hot? Are you hot at all here? Betty, could you help me out at all with this conversation?
I can't. I thought women fell apart when they hit 30.
Where's Mom?
She's upstairs.
Perfect. Everybody's over at Wilson's waiting.
Hello? Yeah, hold on a sec. Hey, Dad, it's that woman Mom hates, Julie's Wiki.
She needs dry cleaners to the party.
Oh, hi, Julie. It's Tim Taylor. Hi. Where are you now? Okay, quick. Get on 94, go west. When you get to 10, I know, sounds pretty goofy, doesn't it? But just listen. When you get to 10, go 12 exits. You get off that exit and then just look for a house. You can't miss it. Okay. Look forward to seeing you. Okay, bye.
Won't that take her to Canada?
Yes, it will. It's a perfect surprise party. I'm going to go to the Archie with your mom and act like I got a stomach ache. We'll be back in a half hour. This is going to be perfect. Honey! Ready to go to the art show?
Oh, not going to the art show. I'm going to Toledo.
What?
Yeah, I found my old piano.
What are you talking about?
I got the idea when you told me that great story about your first scroll saw.
You hated that story.
Yes, I did hate it when I first heard it. But then, I was inspired by it.
Go with the hate! Go with the hate!
No, you see, when I was growing up, we were always moving around. My parents used to just, you know, throw away all of our stuff. So I have nothing left of my past.
Oh, sure you do. You get all those beautiful photo albums of everybody.
Not good enough. My cousin Henry has the piano. He says that he'll give it to me. I've arranged for movers to meet me there. I'll be back in about 3 or 4 hours.
Three or four? You can't.
I'll see you later.
There's no 3 or 4 hours. Did you eat a meatball?
No.
I said, nobody eats until she gets back, all right? Benny. I'm going to save this for the toast. Is that all right? Okay?
We can't drink anything. We can't eat anything. There's no guest of honor. You throw a heck of a party.
It's not my fault, Marty. This whole thing was the kid's idea.
Not the ones who inspired her with that dumb story about the scroll saw.
This is a disaster.
Now what?
Oh, I just called my service and found out I have to fly to Norway immediately.
You're flying to Norway now?
Yeah, I have to photograph a statue of King Olaf in the morning.
You can't leave Jill's party in the middle of it.
Middle of the party? When was the beginning?
Look. Can't you be late a couple days? It's not like Statue's gonna run away.
Tim, it's a big job. I can't blow off Olaf. You know, this is unbelievable. I came all this way and now my sister won't even know I was here.
Yeah, wait a minute. Yes, she will. Heidi, my camera, please.
Tim?
Thank you, Heidi.
You're welcome.
All right, say cheese.
We can eat the cheese?
No!
Okay, I'm off.
Marie, how are you holding up?
Oh, I'm doing great, Tim. Considering my miserable bum of a husband left me for a 25-year-old meat packer worked at his plant. Oh, God, Tim.
Wilson, could you help me out just for a little bit?
Oh, why, certainly, neighbor. Hello, Marie.
Hi, Wilson.
You know, I'm reminded of the poet Robert Burns who said, had we ne'er loved so kindly, had we ne'er loved so blindly.
You know, Tim, maybe I ought to just cancel the party and have it on Jill's real birthday.
She will be back.
He's just trying to help.
Well, I'm just trying
to... Don't snap at me. I never knew you could be such a crab.
We can eat the crab?
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi, Henry. I'm so excited to see you.
Me too. Who are you?
Oh, I'm your cousin Jill. We just spoke on the phone a couple of hours ago.
Tell me more.
I came here to get my old piano back. Remember, I told you the story about how my dad gave your mom my piano and how crushed I was. Devastated. Heartbroken.
Oh, that Jill. Sorry, I've been shellacking today. I get a little fuzzy.
Do you think we could go in?
Okay.
Yeah. Wow, look at all this stuff.
You like it?
Yes, I do. You know, I remember when you used to pick through our garbage. I had no idea you were going to shellac it and sell it. It's for a lot of money.
It's funny. When the garbage is in the can, it's worth nothing. But once it's in a gallery, people whip out their checkbooks faster than you can say whatever it is that people say.
Well put. Henry, the movers will be here any minute.
I'm moving?
No. You're gonna give me back my old piano and I'm gonna take it to Detroit.
Right.
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 Right. So, Henry, where is the piano?
Oh, it's over here.
This is my piano?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Thanks. Wait till you see this.
It's 10:30. Maybe we should cut the cake.
Cake? Now you're talking. Somebody light the candles and make a wish?
I wish I didn't eat so many Kung Pao crickets. I keep getting this weird urge to rub my legs together.
Jessica, shh.
Finally, everybody hide. Quiet. What you doing?
You're just standing there staring at the sky.
Go hide, hide. Everybody hide. Don't touch that cake till I get back. Hey, I've been waiting for you. What are you doing?
Watching my dreams float away into the far reaches of nothingness.
Can't see them. You could do that inside, can't you?
Tim, it was such a depressing day. My cousin ruined my piano.
I'll get you another piano, but let's talk about it inside. Come on.
I know you want to help. I just really don't want to talk about it. I think I just want to be alone.
Sorry things didn't go so smoothly. I really wanted this to be a special night for you.
It was special.
Yeah, right. By the time you showed up, there's only 11 people here.
Yeah, but 11 people I really love. I mean, 10 plus Benny.
I'm sorry about that piano thing.
Oh, it was crazy for me to go chasing after that anyway.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. I was just trying to go back into my past and find something I lost.
Well, we could do it some other time. I'll go with you. We'll make a weekend out of it.
That's okay, Tim. You know, when I walked in here tonight, I saw all the things that have meaning in my life. Great friends, a wonderful family, a husband who was sensitive enough to throw me a birthday party the year before my face caved in.
Oh, you heard that.
Yeah, I heard that. So, honey, you still gonna love me when I'm all droopy and saggy?
Come on, I already do. I fell in love with you, and I intend to fall apart with you.
Who does that at this time of the night?
It's probably Al looking for leftovers.
I'm sorry I'm late, but those directions you gave me were terrible.
Julie's... Is Mickey?
Happy birthday!
Oh, thank you so much. What is this?
It's your birthday, and the boys and I did something real special for you.
All right, where do you want it?
Right here. Perfect, perfect.
All right, Mom, what's the one thing you want most in the whole world?
Never to see Julie's Wiki again.
Got that. We got something real special for you.
Yeah, you can go ahead and take off the bandana.
Okay. A piano! Oh, my gosh, it looks just like the one I had when I was a kid.
It is the one he had as a kid.
No, you couldn't have. How could you do this? It was a mess.
Well, not as big a mess as your cousin Henry.
We spent the last 2 weeks restoring it in Wilson's garage.
Yeah, we would have had it done in a week, except Dad kept on playing with the train.
Oh, I love it so much. Thank you. Oh, thank you, honey.
Happy birthday.
And honey, mwah, and honey, mwah, and honey, mwah. Woo! Let me see. What do I remember?
Take to turn it back into an aquarium. Get this place cleaned up. This could be the best birthday party I ever gave her, all right?
You think she suspects anything?
No, I think gave him the birthday party 2 weeks before the real thing. Threw it to her face. But whose idea was it of everybody bring their favorite dish?
Mine.
Getting awfully sick and tired of your insolence, boys. Ha ha ha.